and if he didn't like my curls, he needn't look at them. For my part, I thought them infinitely preferable to that horrid, conceited-looking moustache he had grown. "I'll shave it off if it doesn't suit you," said Jack amiably. Jack is always so provokingly good-humoured. When you've taken pains and put yourself out, even to the extent of fibbing about a moustache, to exasperate a person, there is nothing more annoying than to have him keep perfectly angelic. But after a while, Jack and I adjusted ourselves to the change in each other and became very good friends again. It was quite a different friendship from the old, but it was very pleasant. Yes, it was. I will admit that much. I was provoked at Jack's determination to settle down for a life in Valleyfield, a horrible, humdrum little country village. "You'll never make your fortune there, Jack," I said spitefully. "You'll just be a poor, struggling country doctor all your life, and you'll be grey at 40. "I don't expect to make a fortune, Kitty," said Jack quietly. "Do you think that is the one desirable thing?"